This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1541. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 2nd, news from Argentina, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Cyprus, Ecuador, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, Greenland, Guatemala, India, Iran, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, Oman, Pakistan, Pridnestrovia, Tsar, Serbia, Slovakia, Somalia, Spain, Switzerland, USA, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I've been looking for the listed daytime frequency of American Forces Network Guam, 13362.5 USB, which might be on the air, despite the fact that its nighttime frequency, 5765 USB, is quite intermittent, heard some days and not others. But instead, on November 28th at 2326, I was hearing something in Spanish on almost the same frequency, 13363, I believe that was lower sideband. Checking the DX Listening Digest archive, I find a report of 2.5 years ago of one of the Argentine feeders on that frequency. It was carrying Radio Continental, but it could carry other Buenos Aires stations. So listen carefully on 13363 in the late afternoons or evenings here for an Argentine feeder. In fact, that may be all that's left of shortwave broadcasting from Argentina. If RAI has to close down at the end of the year, as we've previously reported, because of new regulations forbidding PCBs in equipment such as their shortwave transmitter. The initial reports on this implied that they would be completely off the air if they have to no longer use that transmitter, the one on 11711 variable and 15345. However, Theo Donnelly in British Columbia reports to the Primetime Shortwave Yahoo group that they are still on a second transmitter, 6060, in parallel to 15345, when he was listening around midnight UT on a weekend. In that case, it was Radio Nacional Domestic Service Relay programming instead of the external service RAI. Of course, although they didn't mention it, it could well be that the second transmitter has the same PCB problem. Under the heading of Bulgaria Non in DX Listening Digest, this from Mike D. Weisskopf. You may recall he undertook a big trip to Bulgaria last summer in order to record folk music, and now he's put together a program which is about to be broadcast as part of the December orgies on WHRB Harvard, which fortunately does webcast via www.whrb.org. His world-exclusive recordings from the 10th National Festival of Bulgarian Folklore last August run for 6 hours, December 5th on WHRB, starting at 5 a.m. Eastern, 1000 UT. And via the WHRB website, you can find the complete schedule of the wide variety of classical and other types of music during their December orgy extending into January. I often check 2750 kHz for signs of those experimental broadcasts from Alaska from HAARP during the night here or in the morning. I've heard it a couple of times in the past few weeks, but I heard something else around that frequency on November 26th. 2749 single sideband. At 10:53 UT, there was marine weather in French and English, and some of the French had a very heavy English accent, or a Quebecois accent, identified as Coast Guard Radio. So I found the listings at the dxinfocenter.com website, showing there are four stations on the Atlantic coast and the Gulf of St. Lawrence, two of which are bilingual, VCN and Grindstone, the Magdalen Islands, but that was not scheduled at this particular time. And one which is on the schedule at this time, starting at 10:40 UT, VAR3 in Yarmouth Fundy, Nova Scotia. This broadcast soon finished at 10:58. If you happen to hear DXers Unlimited from Radio Havana, Cuba, on Sunday, November 28th, you may have noticed that Arne Crow devoted half of his program to attacking yours truly. It seems he and I have a difference of opinion about how much interference Radio Havana is causing on its new frequency 6050, which also happens to be the only frequency remaining from HCJB in Ecuador. Thanks to Dan Hensley and Keith Perron for tipping me that this was going on, so I was able to tune in and hear it myself. It's a rather strange feeling to hear yourself attacked on a large shortwave station, especially unjustifiably. Well, I am not going to return the favor and devote half of this program to attacking Arne. However, freedom of speech reigns in DX Listening Digest, and there is a long discussion of this matter in the new issue number 10-48, as well as in some of my personal DX reports already circulated to various lists. Arne accuses me of proclaiming myself an expert, something I would never do. However, with the help of HCJB frequency manager Stefan Shah, the case has pretty much been proven that even if Radio Havana is only radiating 8 kilowatts off the back of its antenna on this frequency, which is intended for Chicago, even if it's doing that, it's still plenty to interfere with HCJB in Ecuador and vicinity, which after all is running only 10 kilowatts. We've tried to reason with him and persuade him in various ways to let HCJB have its clear frequency back, but so far to no avail. Possibly if other listeners of his would write in to their friend in Havana suggesting he should do this, it might encourage him eventually to relent. Havana can easily change frequencies, but HCJB cannot, for technical reasons. Furthermore, they've been on that frequency for sesquidecades. It's well known as theirs in South America. And, to make matters worse, they've handed out free Galcom fixed-tuned radios to 6050, and if they change, they'll lose all those listeners. Furthermore, I've found Havana involved in some more collisions, thanks to their refusal to coordinate with other stations in advance in HFCC. 6120 at 10 to 10:30 UT has both Cuba in Spanish and Radio Japan relayed via Sackville. 10 to 10:30 UT, although I'm not sure why Japan would be broadcasting in Spanish to Mexico and Central America, where the times are 3, 4, 5 a.m. And Cuba's new frequency of 12040 collides with Portugal after 1900 UT, as late as midnight UT, although the hours Portugal use it vary considerably. Eike Biervert in Germany reports that the Friday, Saturday, Sunday Greek broadcast of the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation was a no-show on Friday, November 26th. It's scheduled at 22:15 to 22:45 UT. The usual three frequencies did come on the air, but with no modulation and considerable interference from adjacent or co-channels, 6180, 7210, and 9760, all from the BBC Cyprus relay station. But there was just dead air, and the engineers turned them off 5 minutes later. So further checks needed to see if that was just a fluke or if something has happened to the source of the only external broadcasts originating in Cyprus. Getting back to Ecuador, I should point out that under current Cuban scheduling, one may still hear HCJB before 0100 UT and after 1100, at least in the morning for maybe an hour before it starts to fade out. They do have their own newscast at 11:30. And there are a few other Ecuadorian shortwave stations still on the air, notably Radio Quito on 4918.9, a strange off frequency. I caught it again around 0635 UT November 26th. And apparently it was on the air for only two nights, the 26th and the 27th, also reported by several other DXers, Carl Hunzik in Czechia, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania. They sometimes reactivate for a few nights at a time and then are missing again for months. La Voz del Napo is another one being regularly reported. It's also slightly off frequency, around 3279.90 from Tena, Ecuador. Brian Alexander heard it November 25th, before and after 1000 UT. They sign on abruptly with local music at 0939. And then there's the time signal station, HD2IOA. It has one number in its call sign, and the others are letters. 3810 lower sideband, reported by Arthur Miller in the UK, November 18th at 0145, with the usual time checks every 10 seconds. I often look for it when I'm band scanning between 06 and 07 UT, but I've not heard it recently. I wonder if it's sporadically on the air as well. Unfortunately, on that frequency, U.S. hams like to use lower sideband, often on exactly that same frequency, but sometimes you can hear the beeps underneath them. It's a month ago now, but via Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reported hearing several days after the 6th of November, Eritrea on 7120. Yes, another of those broadcasters lingering in the 40-meter ham band. At 0355, nonstop music, interval signal interrupted often with an ID in four or five different languages. And then from 0400, Arabic news and vernacular, parallel to 7185. He also heard it at 1530 to 2000, but sometimes 7120 jumped to 7165, where Ethiopia, he says, was not on the air since October. The Radio Ethiopia transmitter on 9560 varies quite a lot and never seems to land exactly where it should be. On the 25th of November at 1355, I was getting a severe heterodyne, slightly on the high side of VOA's Korean service on 9555. That must have been Ethiopia, 9555.6. I think that must have been Ethiopia because there was no heterodyne on 9560. It's normally closer to that frequency, bothering Radio Australia. At 1459, VOA went off, and I heard a bit of Horn of Africa music. Then on November 30th at 1356, the heterodyne was back on 9560.2. Radio Australia went off a minute later, and again I was hearing Horn of Africa music from Radio Ethiopia. After 1500, it was marring something in Chinese on 9560. It's China Radio International via East Turkestan, or Radio Canada International via Japan, both in Chinese on that hour on that frequency. In World DX Club contact, Christian Milling, Patrick Robich via Wolfgang Büschel remind us that the Catholic station Radio Gloria will have special broadcasts via the KAL transmitter site in Germany on Sundays, December 5th, 12th, and 19th, from 08 to 14 UT, and then daily at those hours from December 24th to January 2nd. Special QSL cards will be available. Report with an IRC to Radio Gloria, Post Fac 540, CH6281, Hochdorf, H-O-C-H-D-O-R-F, in Switzerland. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports that Greenland had never been as strong as it was when he heard it November 25th from 2147 to sign off at 2215 on 3815 USB, Greenland Radio's only shortwave outlet. They were playing jazz and some Danish news at 2200. Music was abruptly cut off at closed town time, 2214. He gave it a SINPO of 45333. Radio Verdad in Guatemala has had some more transmitter problems. They had to resume using their backup 50-watt unit for a while. But as of December 1st, Dr. Madrid tells me he got the main Omnitronics transmitter back on the air, but running only 210 watts instead of full power of 500 watts. Keep an ear on 4052.5 or slightly less. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1541. Our website contains a great deal more information, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome. by a check in the mail, for example, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Last week, we reported about a two-day strike at All India Radio, which greatly disrupted broadcasts from that country, including those on shortwave. And now, from the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, November 26th, via Andy Sennett's Media Network blog, employees of Doordarshan, the television network, and All India Radio are planning a second strike following the two-day stoppage last week, demanding the repeal of the Prasar Bharati Act, which they say gives the broadcasters autonomy only in day-to-day matters without financial viability. There is no money to upgrade infrastructure at Prasar Bharati, says S. Anil Kumar, chairman of the National Federation of Akashvani and Doordarshan Employees. Our office buildings are in shambles. Prasar Bharati is not financially viable. We want to function as independent media units, but under the government. They described the strike as a resounding success. 1,700 of the 1,800 stations had gone off the air. Official sources said the operations were badly affected. The Federation said the next strike would last for 3 days, starting December 13th. DX Mix News Bulgaria, December 1st, has an updated schedule of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, including the English broadcasts, at 10:30 on 15460 and 17630, at 15:30 on 9915 and 11655. Those are to Asia. At 19:30 to Europe on 6010, 7320, 11695, and 11860, plus the relay in Lithuania is now shown on 6115 for English as well as some other languages before and after. And the broadcast to North America, known as Voice of Justice, remains on two frequencies colliding with other broadcasters at 0130, 6120, and 7250. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington reports that Atlantic Radio from the west of Ireland is back on shortwave the morning of Monday, November 29th at 1100 UT with a new antenna on 6959.70 kHz. The previous shortwave antenna was damaged by the weather around the 5th of November. This, of course, is a pirate, but the location seems to be certain, representing Ireland on shortwave. Regarding reception of World of Radio via IRRS, Saturdays at 0900 UT on the new frequency 9510, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria, was getting strong interference from China on November 27th, although adjacent frequencies were open. That must have been the CNR Mongolian service, non-directional, from East Turkestan with 50 kilowatts. However, Alfredo Cotroneo forwards a report from Krister Brunström in Sweden, who says he was listening to 9510 at the same time. The signal was fluttery, but he does not mention any interference. World of Radio, of course, is carried only on certain Saturday mornings. Many weeks of the year, there are other transmissions. And Alfredo Cotroneo says that as of January 1st, World of Radio will no longer be heard at all at 0900 UT. But they'll try to keep us on Saturday evenings at 1900 on 6090. On 6185, Radio Educación Mexico City's official schedule is from midnight to 12 UT, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. local time now. However, I've noticed them on the air almost an hour earlier at 2312 UT November 27th, just playing segues of a variety of music. But they did include an ID at 2324. During this hour, there was a little interference, probably from China, but not too bad. Fortunately, Brazil remains unheard on 6185. And then XCPPM officially opened at 2359 with the national anthem and sign-on in Spanish and English. Yes, they do put in English IDs. Unfortunately, that's the extent of their English language programming, as far as we know. I would remind you there is a webcasting station which does a good job of providing English news from Mexico. It's Radio Imagen. In fact, they have English broadcasts every day at some different times. You can find the listings by searching on the call sign XEDA at our monitoring reminders calendar via worldofradio.com. Occasionally, the signal from Radio Sultanate of Oman is making it through here at 1430 UT when there's news in English on 15140. That's during a full-hour English broadcast, although a lot of it is music. I heard that on November 28th. However, on December 1st, this hour was in Arabic instead of English. I wonder what happened. Has English been canceled? Or did the English announcers have the day off? Did they put the wrong network feed into the transmitter? Or has it been rescheduled without notice? Well, all we can do is keep checking. 15140 between 14 and 15 UT. Via Dario Monferini, PlayDX, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports that Radio Pakistan has reactivated a frequency after 21 months' absence, 4790.02, heard November 27th and 28th, signing on at 0226 until fade out an hour later. It's in Rawalpindi and Urdu and in English. Also playing Pakistani folk music, but there's news in English at 0300. In RusDX, Dmitry Kotuzov in Ryazan reports hearing Radio Pridnestrovia, the Russian service at 1800 UT, November 24th, on 5240. But Wolfgang Büschel explains it must have been 5241. Intermodulation, a mixing product between the shortwave frequency 6240 and the medium wave at the same site, Grigorio Polmayak, 999 kHz, to subtract one frequency from the other, and you get 5241. And if you add them together, there should be a matching mixing product on 7239. Alan Rowe in England confirms something I had hypothesized about the actual schedule of radio PMR on 6240. It's supposedly 18 to midnight UT, Monday through Friday. The UT times are correct, but not the dates. The days of the week refer to local time, and he's confirmed that instead of running every day between those 6 hours, they come on the air Sunday at 2200 UT, nothing before then, and they go off the air Friday at 2200, when it's actually midnight local time. 2 weeks ago, we had a report about the 10-kilowatt transmitter in Saarland on 1179, Antenna Saar, carrying Deutsche Welle Newslink in English, but the times need to be corrected, as Wolfgang Büschel points out. The current schedule shows this Monday through Friday only at 17 and 20 UT. Mike Bearclough in England heard International Radio Serbia on a new, or rather reactivated, frequency, 9505, November 25th at 1400 with news in English. Wolfgang Büschel points out that frequency was previously in use from the Stublina site near Belgrade until it was bombed off the air by NATO a number of years ago. Dragan Lekic in Serbia soon found out by talking to the technical director of IRS that since November 25th they've reactivated the Stublina transmitting station with 10 kilowatts. Also did some antenna work. It's a dipole with no reflector, so it has two azimuths, 310 and 130 degrees, in all the European languages, including English at 14, between 11 and 19 UT, are only on this frequency now, 9505. The other transmitter site in Bosnia on 6190 is still on the air to North America at 01 to 0230, and to Europe on 6100 between 19 and 2230, English at 2200 on that, as well as at 1930, and in North America at 0130, except UT Sundays. Roger Tidy in London monitored the mailbag program from Radio Slovakia International November 28th, explaining why they're leaving shortwave as of January 1st. The presenter said, "We have received a lot of emails, somehow angry. Reacting with anger and sending mail to us is not fair for the team, because it's a struggle even for us, a struggle even to survive. Cutting shortwave was a compromise solution. It's very expensive. You know what's happening in Ireland and Greece. The choice we had was no RSI at all or RSI without shortwave. And now maybe it's time to show your support, and the offer is there. If you send in emails, then you have access to hear us on the Internet. Regarding the incompletely identified Somali language service we mentioned last week on 15700 and other frequencies, Alakesh Gupta in India believes this Radio Damal is related to this website, www.damalnews.com, which is partly in English. He also found them on Facebook at Damal-News-Network-DNN. I wonder if anyone has been hearing the mostly musical DX program from Spain called Radio Waves on their English service, Saturdays into UT Sundays on the Midnight UT broadcast, North America, now on 5970. I listened to the entire broadcast on November 28th. It was mostly music, but not including Radio Waves. In PlayDX, Andrea Stumpf says, please listen to the four final hours of transmission of Option Musique Switzerland on 765 kilohertz, Sunday, December 5th, from 19 to 23 UT. There'll be a special broadcast dedicated to the station in the French language before it leaves medium wave, but will continue on DAB. Furthermore, Kai Ludwig has found out that the Voice of Russia is interested in possibly taking over that frequency, 765 from Switzerland. Since last week's report from Don Moore in Michigan of the second harmonic of WDKN Dixon, Tennessee on 2520 kilohertz, I've been researching that further. I've not been able to hear it, but the time he reported, which was midnight 10 to midnight 27 UT, is well after local sunset, when WDKN 1260 is supposed to be running only 18 watts. So we suspect they, besides radiating the harmonic, they were also on their daytime power of 5 kilowatts. November 26 at 1044 UT, I was hearing the Radio Nacional de Venezuela relay via Cuba on 6140. That's the 10 UT broadcast, which had been on 6180 for many years. So was it a change? Apparently it was yet another mix-up by the Cubans, since when we checked later on November 29th, it was back on 6180. We're grateful to ACB Radio for webcasting our program, World of Radio, every 2 hours on UT Fridays for a total of 12 chances to hear it. But as we found out last week, they've shifted their schedule one UT hour later, since they're no longer staying on UT, but instead the standard is Eastern, daylight or standard as applicable. So now our first broadcast is UT Fridays at 0200 and the last one at 2400, or UT Saturdays at midnight. Go to www.acbradio.org/mainstream. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 30th. ANK indices peaking at 7 and 3, December 11th to 15th. Solar flux peaking at 88, December 12th to 14th, and declining to 80 by the 17th. And that concludes World of Radio number 1541. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.